Salinger's desires. Depart immediately after Mass.
Go to Austin, huh?
Austin.
So you'll be off the lawn at 9:45.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to announce you're going to the Mass?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I want to announce he's an old and devoted friend of mine. Many years to serve well in the Congress, and I just feel like I got to be there.
Right, and you go directly from Philadelphia to Texas?
Directly to Philadelphia to Texas.
Right, Mr. President.
Ms. Johnson will be with
you. Right, sir, go right to work on it.
But listen, let me ask you this. This is screwy, but can you hold on to your chair?
Yes, sir.
Who's that, your children or the women?
Children.
All right, okay. Would it be just terrible to offer to ask Ms. Kennedy to be ambassador to Mexico?
Great idea.
And I just think about it second time now. She doesn't want to do anything, but God Almighty, all she'd have to do is just walk out on her balcony about once a week. And she'd
well,
have...
Let me sleep on that.
Huh?
Let me sleep on that.
Yeah, what do you see wrong with it?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Oh, I think the idea is terrific. The only thing I'm going to sleep on is whether or not what would be the effect of asking her.
Well, it wouldn't be any effect if nobody knew it but the two of us, because I talked to her all the time, and I wouldn't mention anybody but you, and if she didn't want to, nobody would ever know it but you. And if she did want to, it'd electrify the Western Hemisphere. It'd be more than any allowance for progress, and she could go and do as she damn pleased.
No question about the idea. It's got everything.
She just walk out on that balcony and look down at them, and they just pee all over themselves every day. And we would, wait a minute, Jack, you're putting that stuff
in. He's not supposed to do that yet.
You're knocking it down. Jack says he's sorry for cutting us off. I guess that's all right. But I just, what do you think's wrong with it?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, you mean that she wouldn't want to work this early?
Right, that's the only thing I'm thinking about, Mr. President.
Well, why wouldn't she say thank you?
She would say thank you.
I mean, say thank you very much. She wouldn't be mad, would she?
Oh, God, no. God, no. God, no.
You think they'd think we're trying to use her or something?
Well, I'd really like to think about it. And that's really what I'm concerned about.
Well, I don't want you going polling people, because I don't want anybody's judgment but yours. If I wanted theirs, I'd ask them. I don't want to poll anybody.
I won't poll anybody.
I don't want another human but you. But I just trust you, and I just want you to think about it. But that's just something that came to me. I talked to her a while ago, and she just oohed and aahed over the phone, and she's just the sweetest thing. She was always nicer to me than anybody in the Kennedy family. She's always took my children, and she just made me feel like I was a human being. And so I just like to, that's the biggest thing I got. And I think it'll just revolutionize Latin America.
Well, there's no question of the impact it would have. It'd be fantastic.
And I think it'd give her something to do while she's going around brooding herself, and she's running around here outside the White House and over in Georgetown. And I just think that, God, it would. She could go down there and stay 3 weeks and come home a week if she wants to. As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a damn what she does. But I just think that she just sew up, she and Tom Mann together would sew up this hemisphere. And I believe that's what she'd want to do. And I think her husband up there in heaven looked down and said, my God, he saw she had it just like I did. I think it over and I'll talk to you early in the morning, but don't talk to anybody else.
No, sir, this is between you and me.
All right.
Lighting, lighting. Enter, Mr. President.